Time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. And today we're joined by Chad Lorenz from the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit. As they, Chad's working on a cool event coming up next week. Hello, Chad. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Chad, he is so fit that he actually ran from Beloit to Glen Elder today, all on his own without a car, and he didn't even break a sweat. So that's how fit he is.
Absolutely,
yeah,
not.
And he, absolutely not. Yes, okay. But anyway, Chad is here to talk about this event coming up. So I'll let Chad take it away. What's up?
Yeah. So the Wellness Center and the Post Rock Extension Agency and the Beloit Chamber of Commerce partnered up together this year to kind of create a new walking event downtown. So National Walk at Lunch Day is April 24th, which is next Wednesday. And what we're going to do is we're going to kick this event off at 11 a.m. on the courtyard lawn at the corner of Hersey and Main Street. This event will last until 1 p.m. and it's a come and go event, so you don't have to worry about staying for the entire time. The point is just to get out over your lunch break and get some exercise in.
All right, so 11 to 1 next Wednesday. People just show up. Where exactly would they need to go precisely for this?
So you're going to want to start at the courtyard, at that corner of Hersey and Main. We should have a table, maybe possibly a tent. Just kind of depends on the weather. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, knock on wood,
right,
it's a beautiful sunny day and mm-hmm. perfect temperatures.
We're due for that.
Yes. So, you should be able to see the group or the table where we've got manned, to where you will come and get a possibly a punch card, stamp card. We haven't quite figured out that detail yet. We're going to have a route for you to follow, a few businesses for you to stop in along the route to get that card stamped or punched. I guess I'd like to thank those businesses that are helping us out over this lunch hour, the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, the Beloit Typewriter Exchange, Given Grace, Gray Fountain and Drug, Wheatfields Floral, and Posh are helping us out with this event. We're going to have lots of prizes to give away, some snacks at the end. If you do have a Walk Kansas shirt or an NCK Wellness Center shirt, you will want to wear that during the event. You will get an extra chance to win something. So,
you've never done something like this before, right? Is this a first or not?
I believe this is the first. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of anything like this beforehand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe years ago, or mm-hmm. I just didn't know about it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So, I feel like this is a first for us. So we're kind of excited just to get people out and about downtown, walking around, and mm-hmm. Getting some exercise in over their lunch hour. So
that's never a bad idea.
Yeah.
What are some other things you're working at with the Wellness Center? I know you guys are active with all kinds of different things going on or working on, or you have ideas in your head. Your wheel is always turning.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I mean, we're always thinking about the events coming up, like Millapalooza.
Yes.
Always planning.
Because you have a run, or you have a bike ride, right?
So, yes. And still kind of throwing the ideas around there. But uh-huh. definitely this year we're trying to establish a 1 mile mm-hmm. run mm-hmm. down Mill Street to mm-hmm. kick off the event.
That'd be cool.
I think it would be fun. I mean, it's a distance that a seasoned runner can go and just like PR on mm-hmm. or somebody brand new to the sport or just wanting to get some exercise in can just go and have fun and mm-hmm. you know, do it at their own pace.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, how are resolutions going for people? You know, like, because now we're in April.
Yeah.
There's always an influx of people that come into gyms and exercise centers, wellness center in this case.
Sure.
They're in Beloit in January.
Yeah.
And then also the combination of when the weather warms up, people are hopefully outside, but at the same yeah. time, maybe don't go into the gym as much because it is nicer outside.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you've probably worked, you and Jill and many others have worked with people with resolutions or ideas or thoughts on how to get more fit, whether, and you don't have to do it just January 1
yeah.
when you have to start. You could restart if you've not, If the resolution has not worked out well for you so far, that doesn't mean give up. You could start again right today on April the 17th. You guys could help them with that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, really, a resolution, like you said, can be in the middle of the year. It could be in September.
Yeah.
Like, but you have to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't come in and expect, you know, great things if you're not willing to put in the time and effort,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah, we're always there to support you and help you in your fitness journeys. You know?
If anybody wants to explore the Wellness Center, I know you got day passes. There's also,
absolutely.
Of course, if you want to become a member, they can just get a hold of anybody at the Wellness Center.
Yeah, anybody at the Wellness Center, you can sign. Actually, you can even sign up online.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to our website and sign up along with just coming in. Actually, I like it when they just come in because then we can give them a tour of the facility and just get them more comfortable with the whole facility.
And you have an app, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That helps with classes and booking classes and all that, right?
Yep, you can book online.
Now, I have to admit, I'm not a morning person. You don't have to be up in the morning early Monday through Friday to do the show bright and early at 7. And when I drive by the Wellness Center every morning, I'm like, those people are crazy. because I'm just not a morning person, but there are people that like to get their workout out of the way early in the day, and it really gets them going for the day. So whether you're a morning person, or if you're like me, you'd rather do the workout later in the day, you know, in the afternoon, evening, over lunch hour, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
There's you guys are open, you know, quite a bit, and then of course there's also the keyless access now you can sign up for, and that's also nice for people.
Oh yeah, I mean you can buy the extended access, and you can get in from 4 a.m. till 11 p.m.
I will not be there at 4 a.m. I'm just going to tell you that.
I won't either.
You won't be there either?
I mean, I like getting my workout in the morning, but morning to me is more like 5:30.
Yeah.
Maybe 6. Yeah, that's more.
Now, because you're a runner, a very good runner, and I don't know if you got in trouble when you were younger, so you're just, you know, in good practice form. You ran a lot. But you run, you do very well and go to various events. What's the biggest advice you would have for somebody that does run or is wanting to run or walk to get in better shape in regards to protecting themselves, regards to their knees, their feet, and, you know, where should they run, how long should, you know, just give some advice on all that because you are good at that.
So just from my own personal experience, I feel like you have to have the right gear or the right tools for the job. So shoes.
So sandals are not a good idea. Is what
shoes.
You're
shoes are really important. you really need to find a shoe that fits your foot and that's comfortable and not worry about the color of it or you know like so. I'll be honest, back long time, I used to go and, man, these shoes look cool, you know, try them on. Hey, they fit my foot, whether or not they were like comfortable and really molded to my foot. Yeah. I didn't
I'm
care.
Gonna look
they,
cool.
They looked good. Yeah. Right. So anymore, I don't really focus anymore on what the shoe looks like, what color it is. I just try and find one I'm bad. I'll try on like 10 pairs of shoes at one time. And my wife's sitting there like, come on, hurry up. Like, just pick one.
Oh, God. I went to a shoe store, Chad. Well, let's go ahead and go have dinner and supper, and we'll be back to get Chad.
Yeah. So that actually just happened.
Well, but you think about it, shoes are just like tires on a vehicle. I mean, are you going to put bald tires in your vehicle?
Yeah.
Are you going to put the real fancy tires that only last 20,000 miles instead of ones that last 60,000 miles?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the feet are your tires.
Exactly.
I don't know how people do things barefoot.
Oh, you know, I'm not going to lie. I kind of tested that theory out a little. I didn't go full on barefoot. Those little toe shoes, the Five Fingers, Vibram Five Fingers, what they're called. I've got a pair of those. Hey, they're great running in like grass and things like that.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a place for stuff like that. It does keep you like landing midfoot, not trying to heel strike or anything like that. So, but I would not recommend running a marathon or anything. I've seen people, I've even seen people barefoot
that's
running
crazy.
Marathons and they end up having like
Yeah.
Just raw feet.
We don't recommend that. We do not recommend that.
No, not at all.
No. Now, you don't have to do all of that stuff at this event coming next Wednesday.
No.
But it's just about getting out and about and getting some exercise over a lunch break. So remind people again, if they're just tuning in, when the event is and how they can be a part of it next week.
Yeah, it's April 24th, which is next Wednesday. Just meet us on the Courtyard Square at the corner of Hersey and Main. You'll get started there. We'll give you the map to follow the route, and you'll end up back at the same spot. You can contact me at the Wellness Center at 738-3995 if you need any more information, or also the Post Rock District Beloit office, 738-3597. This is a free, open to the public event, so you don't have to be a member of the Wellness Center to be a part of this. Part of the NCK Wellness Center's mission is to promote a culture of healthy living in this community and North Central Kansas. So please come out and enjoy walking through the beautiful Beloit downtown area in Chautauqua Park. We'd love to see everyone out walking on April 24th.
Fantastic. And we will put in an order to whoever we need to put the order into for excellent weather that day.
Yes, please.
How's that sound? All right, Chad Lorenzo, NCK Wellness Center does a great job over there. If you haven't checked out the Wellness Center, you're missing out. It's a terrific facility. We're so lucky to have it here in North Central Kansas. It's not just a Beloit thing, by the way. It's for the area. I mean, I know there's people from outside Beloit that come to the Wellness Center and take advantage of it. I mean, you got a pool, you've got racquetball courts, basketball court, you've got plenty of weight equipment. They got tons of classes for you to try to get fit. And just all kinds of things for you. So check out NCK Wellness Center there in Beloit, and make sure to attend that event next Wednesday in downtown Beloit over lunch hour from 11 to 1.